Well, there we go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Packers Daily Chat here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Coming to you live worldwide. Always friends and foes sometimes checking in from all over the globe. Good to see everybody in the comments already. YouTube checking in. Facebook showing up. Twitter, of course, is here. Good to see everybody. The Packers continue their search. Or Matt LaFleur continues his search for his defensive coordinator. Lots of names out there now. We'll see. I know everyone's anxious for a timeline. I would suspect a choice gets made prior to the end of the week, but you never know. Who knows? Maybe the news will break while we're live here. Pogs, what's up? How you doing, man? Aaron, I'm at work, and this beats looking at spreadsheets. Jonathan, I'm here for you, buddy. I feel you, man. Back in the day when we very, very, very first started Cheesehead TV, it was right before Twitter came out, but then Twitter came out and then the original tweet deck was amazing and awesome. And I had an extension, a program that made tweet deck look like an Excel spreadsheet. So when I was at Blackstone, the boss would walk by and it was, yep, crunching the numbers, boss. When I was really following along from practice live tweets. So I know that spreadsheet life, man. Shout out. I'm here for you. Lawrence, thank you for the super chat. Favorite aspect of Gary's development so far? I would say the ability to not waste his motion out of his stance. I think last year you saw a lot of that, whether he was dropping, looping around on stunts, things of that nature. I think his explosion out of the two-point stance has really kind of been refined. I do think he can continue to improve. There's no doubt about it. He has not arrived by any stretch of the imagination. You'd like to see him develop a few more counters to that bull rush, play games off of that bull rush a little bit more. But, man, his technique is night and day comparative to what it was his rookie year. Jeezy Baby, thank you for the super chat. I've had the number one defense in Madden for 10 years running. Give me a call, Matt and Brian. There, I'm Jeezy Baby. Jeezy Baby's here for us. Someone's got to solve this conundrum. How is it that so many other teams can put together good defenses and the Packers can go decade plus and have like maybe one and a half? It ain't right, man. Oh, I love the gratuitous trolling suggested trades of Aaron Rodgers. You guys are the best. Blaine, good morning. How are you? Tyler, thanks for the super chat. Who is the Nagler DC pick? Not a prediction. Whew. Man. That's a good question. I don't know, man. I can pick nits at all of them, you know? That's the problem. There's nobody that I'm completely enamored with. I know lots of Packers and Badgers fans are all in on Jim Leonard. I think it'd be a fun choice. It'd be interesting to see how that plays out. There's not really a guy I'm, you know, pounding the table for. I know that's weak. I know it's weak sauce. I just don't know enough about most of them. I can't wait to find out who it is and dive in. But ultimately, that's Matt's decision, and I'm really anxious to find out who he picks. Morning, Nags. Go Pack Go. What's up, Sandy? How are you? Janelle, how are you? They have the talent for a good defense, just can't seem to put it together. I agree. I absolutely agree. And I think, you know, Gutekunst is probably of that mind as well with his answer the other day about having the versatility on defense to do whatever's asked, necessary, et cetera, scheme-wise. I do think, obviously, they need a few pieces. I do think they need an attitude adjustment. I talked about that yesterday, and Tyler was good enough to put it together on a TikTok. If you aren't following us on TikTok, do it, people. Get with the youths. I'm not on TikTok. I mean, Cheesehead TV is on TikTok, and you should follow. Do you think the free agent market will be dead this offseason across the league with a low cap? Not necessarily. I do think teams will figure out ways to make moves. They always do. I do think there will be a lot of guys on the street looking for one-year deals, trying to tide themselves over until the cap kind of corrects itself the following season, hopefully in their regard. I do think, though, that the Packers may be a little bit more active than people suspect, simply because I do think they'll be able to sell people on, come take a one-year deal, play with Aaron Rodgers, and go chase a ring. And you can't deny the last 2 years they've been knocking on the door. That's no guarantee that they'll get back there again, of course, but why don't you come on board and help us get over the hump? I think that's a real pitch that Russ Ball and company can make. Why do we keep losing these goddamn things? Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think last year it was they were just overmatched. I don't think there's any question there. This year, I think I'm toying with, I don't know if I'm going to write an article or maybe I'll do a video about what I think ultimately is the underlying reason that they're not playing in the Super Bowl on Sunday. And I'll do that today or tomorrow. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Here's how the Leonard DC look is going to go. We pick someone else. He goes to Pittsburgh, and whoever we pick does terrible in the NFC Championship game. Dustin, too soon, buddy. Too soon. Smash the like button. Go, Pack, go. Nathan, that's what I'm talking about. Thanks, buddy. Defense just lacks a nasty attitude. That's kind of what I was saying yesterday. It's been that way forever. And I do wonder how much of that goes back to Brian and the player selection process and the guys they choose to bring into the program. I'm not saying they have like a bunch of choir boys, but they do have a bunch of guys who, you know, not too nasty. I think they need a little bit of nasty. Winning a Super Bowl after this heartbreak of an end would be what? It went away. Would be the best feeling in the world. Oh, Joey. Joey, you have no idea. I hear they're bringing in former defensive lineman out of BC for DC. There you go. There's a lot of acronyms there, Wiley. We'll see. What's your take on beat reporters tweeting out stories in quarterback one, QB1's personal life? Mark, I've never done it. I never will do it. We never talk about it on Cheesehead TV. We never have content around it. I've said many times, and the only time I ever do talk about it is when I am asked about it, say, in a live situation like this. It's his business. I don't care. I don't care who the right guard is dating. I don't care who the punter is dating. I don't care who the quarterback is dating. That's his life. I understand why people do. Again, we always talk about it. Anything with Aaron Rodgers, much like the title of this video, gratuitous Aaron Rodgers mention, anything with Rodgers in it gets that sweet, sweet engagement. So, yeah, it ain't my business. I don't care. I get why people do, though. Cap will be COVID screwed for 3 more years. Nah, Gary, no way they let that happen. This year, definitely. But the 3 more years, that ain't going to happen. What about Jerry Gray? He's got a possibility. He got a shot. He's been interviewed. We'll see. Morning, Nags. Whenever the defensive coordinator choice is, he better be more aggressive than safe zone petting. Hard to get more conservative. I'll just put it that way. LaFleur is 2 wins away from being mentioned as the next dynasty. Third time's the charm. Let's hope so, Trevor. Let us hope so. The one underlying concern there, of course, is that Matt has now lost 2 NFC Championship games, 2 teams that he played earlier in the season and seemed to make little adjustment to the second time around. Unless they're breaking the law, we should keep the off-the-field actions of an athlete out of our mouths, in my opinion. I don't know, Frank. I don't really even care if they're breaking the law. I mean, that's what the law is about. Taking care of those things, meting out punishment, etc. I understand, again, why it's a news story. I totally get it. I absolutely understand. My friend Michael Cohen and I used to go round and round about this. I understand why it is news. It's not news to me, though. I could truly not give a shit. That's just me. Thank you, Aaron, for what you do. Aaron, thank you for your comment. That is very nice of you. Justin, thanks for the super chat. TJ Lang trying to get those clicks, I see. Come on now. TJ is getting clicks for what? His burgeoning blog? His media empire? He's just talking about a buddy that he knows, that he used to play with. And people know that, and they go to him, and they call him up, and they say, hey, you want to come on my show? And he says, sure. I don't think TJ Lang is trolling for clicks. Oh, Tudu Atwell, D. Waxon, thanks for the super chat. I have not looked at any tape whatsoever regarding the player selection process in April. Check back with me after I've had a chance to dive in like a month. What's your thought on the first round in the draft? Which way should we go? Or which way do we go? It really depends on who falls to them down there at the bottom of the draft. And this has been the conundrum in Green Bay for a number of years. Obviously, you do very well. You make deep runs. That means you're picking late. It's going to be a long-ass night, that first night of the draft, that Thursday night. I do think, you know, off the top of my head, I think defensive tackle, I think corner, and possibly offensive tackle. But those are just initial thoughts. Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. What were your thoughts on the Lions head coach? Is that the rhetoric you're looking for in a defensive coordinator? First NFC North head coach not named Matt or Mike since 2017. I don't know. I thought, as usual, so much is made out of it, and it gets blown up into an internet thing. I kind of liked it, man. I thought it was kind of fun. God forbid we have a little fun in the NFL, you know? The data heads and the analytics nerds are like, oh, well, he's so over the top. It's like, no, he's like firing people up, and that's his attitude, and that's, you know, the kind of person he is, and that's the coach they hired. I got nothing wrong with that. We'll see if it works, you know? Now, you have no idea what his approach is when it comes to decision-making or drawing up schemes or implementing game plans or looking at analytics, etc. But they see that, you know, most of the internet sees that soundbite and go, oh, my God, it's so ridiculous. I'm like, no, he's got an attitude. Maybe his team will as well. Let's let it play out. People are just so over the top in their reaction to everything. That's where I'm at anyway. What else we got? Draft guide this year. Can we get a paper copy for a premium? Lewis, I doubt a paper copy will be available. But the draft guide will be produced yet again from the fine folks here at Cheesehead TV. As usual, I will have very little to do with it because no one wants my thoughts on the draft. But there is an army of content creators and contributors each and every year who do a fantastic job. It's headed up by Jersey Al, our editor here at Cheesehead TV. It's an awesome piece of content. If you haven't checked it out, I highly encourage you to do so. If you are a fan of the draft process, etc., we do it every year. It's a ton of fun. It's getting bigger and bigger. It is the only draft guide dedicated exclusively to the Green Bay Packers and Packers fans that you will find anywhere in this world. So if you are a fan of the draft, be on the lookout for that because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of fun. Michael, thank you for the super chat. They need a Woodson, a vocal rallying veteran leader, especially when things get tough. Rodgers has never been that guy. Yeah, I mean, Rodgers is that of his own volition. He's talked about it many times. Very much a lead by example, not a rah-rah guy. I'm with Aaron when he talks about the genuine part of leadership, you know, being not when a guy gets up there and is all rah-rah, but like when he does speak, it means something. And I think Charles was much more that than a rah-rah guy. I mean, I understand what you mean, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And it was interesting to hear Adrian Amos talk about maybe, you know, going the big regret he has is not calling that timeout prior to that final play in the first half. Because that's an area where Charles would have gone, oh, this, we are not running cover one. Are you kidding me? And he would have either changed the call or called a timeout. So in that regard, yeah, I think you're right. Next, let's say Gray doesn't get the defensive coordinator job. Maybe Leonard gets it. Do you think Gray would want to remain with the team, continuing to do his current job because he likes it and the players? Yeah, I do think there's no doubt in my mind that if Jerry doesn't get the coordinator job, that he'll stick around. I do think he's found a good spot, good people to work with. I think he loves working with Jair. And I think he likes Matt. So that's all speculative on my part, obviously, but that's the sense I get. Now, you never know. Maybe he interviews for the job, thinks he really killed it and should get it and doesn't get it and decides, you know what? Crazier things have happened in the NFL. What else we got? Eric, thank you for the super chat. What are the ramifications of being over the cap? Seems like the Saints have been $20 million over the cap for the last 4 years chasing a ring. Well, you're not allowed to be strictly over the cap, but if you know the NFL figures out that you have kind of circumvented the cap, then usually there are fines and loss, you know, draft picks that are docked. The Broncos, famously in the 90s, the team that beat the Packers in the Super Bowl, ended up having draft picks taken away because they had cheated the cap. So there are ramifications. They just rarely rear their head immediately. Lock 23 up this summer. There's no way they let him hit free agency. Matt, no question. Remember, they do have the fifth-year option to exercise if they so choose next year. I would think they would want to get out ahead of it. Now, of course, the tricky part is the cap being what it is, going down, etc. That's another piece of that puzzle. But I do think if you get out ahead of it, you can maybe help kind of lower Jair's cap hit this upcoming year and spread things out later down the line. But yeah, you're correct in the sense that there is zero chance they let Jair hit free agency. Not going to happen. I feel like the next few years of Packer football are going to be pretty exciting. Nathan, I'm with you, man. I think Brian has this team situated in a really good spot. What's going to be fascinating, of course, and what it all comes down to, is the transition from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. We'll see how that plays out. If it is Jordan Love, we'll see. Depends on Jordan. If Jordan just kind of whittles away on the bench and never does anything, then it becomes even more fascinating. But we'll see. A lot of ball game left. What's your reaction when they approach you to do the TED talk, Jake? You know, the fine people at TED were like, Aaron, can you talk about quarterback wins and losses? And I said, look, I could talk for days about quarterbacks' wins and losses. And you can see the final kind of 30 seconds of my talk on my Instagram. Thanks for bringing that up. Do you think that we will need to address inside linebacker position in the draft since we have Barnes and Martin playing well? I do think they'll look to augment there. We did hear Brian legit call out basically that group and talk about the need to improve there. I don't think that means wholesale changes. I do think those guys that are there need to play better, and I do think he'll look to improve the talent level. As you're intimating there, I do think they saw flashes from Martin. They also saw some, you know, I'm not going to say reckless play, but some undisciplined play at times. Barnes played well, I think, probably over his head. Is he the long-term answer? I don't know about that. And I think we've talked about this here. I think Kirksey played much better once he was moved to the weak side and not asked to play the lone inside backer position, say in like nickel and dime, etc. But we'll see. We'll see what his plans are going forward. But I do think we'll see some movement there, so to speak. Mr. Inglewood, thank you for the super chat. You jump faster than Van Halen in the 80s, but have great content. Why not extend your show for true football fans? Well, that's very kind of you to say. You know, Corey and I do the one-hour show every week during the season. During the off-season, I'll be doing more content and or other videos. I like to keep these to 20 minutes because, A, it's a good kind of digestible bite-sized thing that people can listen to in the morning or whenever throughout the day pretty easily and not take up a ton of time. It's not a huge ask. And B, usually when I hit the 20-minute mark, I start getting repeat questions, stuff I've already talked about earlier in the gig, you know. On stuff where I'm talking to someone else or we have a conversation, that can go on for a little longer. But if it's just me reading chats, 20 minutes I feel is pretty good. I thank you, though. Thank you very much for the super chat and for engaging and for, you know, listening and liking the content. It means a lot. Cameron, thank you for the super chat. I know Jim is of the same teachings of Petten. I like how you set them up like they're Jedi. The same teachings of Petten. But all of the Badgers games I've watched, he seems to be pretty creative with what he has. I agree. You know, but how much of that is against Rutgers, you know, or Iowa, or, you know, whoever in the Big Ten? I'm not knocking Jim. I think he is very, very smart, and I think he is a good, damn good defensive coordinator at the college level. I continue to say it. I've said it pretty much all season as people have asked. I think that is a big jump going from college to the pros, even a big program like Wisconsin. That is a big jump. Now, that doesn't mean you can't do it. Doesn't mean you can't be successful. As someone said earlier, there's a lot of talent there to work with. But there's also a lot of talent on the other side and a lot of really talented offensive coordinators throwing stuff at him that he will have never seen at the college level. Nuclear Family, thank you for the super chat. Is Love drafted if 12 played 2019 like 2020? That's a really good question. I suspect not. That's just my suspicion. The only human being on this earth who can answer that question truly is Brian Gutekunst. But I would suspect not. After 2 years of play that looked like, and again, I know we've got the McAfee clip, my down years are career years for most quarterbacks, and that's true numbers-wise. But if you actually look at the games, you could see, oh God, you know, he's not what he was. He's not playing like he used to. He's not as productive as he once was. And he's refusing to play in the structure of the offense. Now, all of a sudden, this guy gets drafted. He's playing in the structure of the offense because of something he saw on tape during training camp, according to Rodgers. And now the production is there. And now it's MVP time. Do I think they draft a quarterback after Aaron Rodgers has an MVP season in 2019? If that were to be the case, I highly doubt it. But he didn't, and they did. Now here we are. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for all the super chats, for all the engagement, for hanging out, talking Packers. I got one last super chat here. Preston Meyer just finishing up with Derek Sherrod. Why, buddy, why? We were having such a nice time. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out. Please do hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. And also, hey, if you really want to support what we do, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. It does help support everything we do with the brand. If you can't hop on board Patreon, I totally understand. Please do just hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.